The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Super Don, do not take a nap this hour because I promise you. No, this is good. This is good. Epigenetics is good
for
you.
Oh, that's right. Epigenetics this hour. All right.
Right. What is it that you have against epigenetics? What did I mean? You just
I don't know.
Every time I want to do a story on it.
No, honestly, I think it all stems from this one time we were doing show prep.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, what are we going to open the show with?
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, epigenetics. And I'm like, epigenetics? Yeah, I mean, it was like, I think it was like a Friday or it was like a Monday or something. I was like, no, I think I wanted to open up with some like poop story or something.
Yeah, and see, you wanted to do, that's you know, the thing. There's the difference. Highbrow type stuff versus lowbrow. Super Don, you know, I want to do a show with epigenetics and you want to do something that like somebody
gets
kicked.
I want to do the story about the guy who went in for a routine circumcision.
No, you don't. Yeah, the groin kick. That's what you're after, the groin kick. And you know, everybody loves a good groin kick, except for the person getting kicked. But
yes, we keep each other in balance, I think.
Okay.
We're like an old married couple.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Well, let's see. This is an epigenetic story we're going to get into momentarily. I want to let you know, Paul Barrichello, my good friend, we're going to get into the water, the mysteries of water, the majesty of water, maybe the mystical side of water. There's some stories that we're going to cover today, and I always think of Paul
the
when we think of water.
Wonders of water.
Do we have like a theme song for Paul yet? Are we going to have to figure that out?
You know what? We've got two themes.
Yeah.
We kind of played around with one before. I kind of did it on the fly, but I think when we get Paul on, you know, let's try it out. Let's try a couple of themes and
what if he doesn't like either of them? Are you going to be okay with that? Will you just go back to the drawing board?
Yeah, I'll make armpit farting noises.
No, you don't have to go there. You just don't have to go there. Now, what else we got? Let's see, robertswater.com. Of course, say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And starting on, I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement now. Why not? Starting on Monday, the 4th of August, those of you who listen 6 days a week, not just here when we're live on Sunday afternoons, when we launched with Natural News Radio and GCN for weekday shows, we started at the noontime slot, right? Noon Eastern. Remember that?
Yep.
And then we got a little slack from somebody who was also at noon, so we shifted to three. Three to Eastern. But now we've decided to go drive time, evening in the east, drive time in the west, and we're going to go 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time, 4 to 6 Pacific time, Monday through Friday, starting August the 4th.
So that is a gutsy move, and I've been told this by a few people that going into the drive time slot, that puts us up against like major players in talk radio. I mean, it really does.
Bring them on.
But I think we can handle it.
I think we can do it. I think we have a message that is a wee bit different, and we can be irreverent with the best of them, with the groin kicks that Super Don brings to the show. So let's dive into epigenetics right now. This goes into the cancer issue. I would almost want to wait till Wednesday when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, but I can't wait on this story. This is a really cool story. And it's an interesting You know, when you think of epigenetics, you go, oh, it's all high science. But look, they use the word tweak in the headline. So this is okay for you.
How can you pass this up? I'll tell you what, epigenetics, surprisingly, and I say surprisingly just because I still have this thing about epigenetics, but it is interesting. It's actually very fascinating. And we just covered a story yesterday, Friday, about transgenerational epigenetics.
Yeah.
Which makes it even sound cooler, right?
Yeah, especially if you have the DeLorean fired up for that.
That's right. But listen, epigenetics, it's big in the news right now. It's it's something that we were talking about, I don't know, when do we start? We've been talking about epigenetics for a long time.
Well,
but
since
coming around.
Yeah, since I got on the air in 99, because I had already met or read about Bruce Lipton and the things he brought out in cellular biology. But it's more than just Bruce Lipton. I mean, this thing has gone global. And it's called, the headline here is epigenetic gene tweaks seem to trigger cancer. Epigenetic gene tweaks seem to trigger cancer. So what they're saying is that the genetic shifts caused by the environment trigger the cancer. Again, this is within one generation. We're not even talking necessarily about like great grandma got exposed to pesticides that causes great grandkid to get fat. And that's what the argument was on Friday, which was interesting. But the whole idea of cancer as a genetic disease is something they tried to breed into us. Viral causes of cancer, genetic causes of cancer. But the issue of like smoking causes cancer, is that what? That's an environmental impact, is it not? It's an inflow of toxic poisons through inhalation, in this case, of tobacco, which may be barely any tobacco, and 2,000 other synthetic toxic substances that are added to it. But the gene mutation argument, or the glitch in the DNA, it's not really the explanation that fully engages all of the realities here. So we're looking at the gene switches coming from environment, coming from your belief, and that all of the cells containing the same DNA, but why do some get triggered to manifest this way instead of that way? And then you bring up, again, this does get a little scientific there and egg-heady. My apologies to Super Don. But the addition or subtraction of what they call a methyl group, methylation, we talked about that with Dr. Batar many times, right? The inability to methylate, to, let's say, bind to mercury to excrete it, causes a preponderance of even more things like autism in childhood due to vaccination and other causes. But they're now talking about epigenetic methylation, that these things are happening because of the environmental exposure even prior to birth. And the manifest, I mean, like I said, we should now be with Donald Sutherland in the movie Animal House, smoking weed and going, look at that fingernail. You know, there could be a universe in that fingernail. You know, like, ooh, dude, wow. You know, that. Remember that scene? Is that just me?
That's just you.
I've never done that, but I've watched people in the movies do that. And they say it's real, right? So
just have faith. Just right. take my word for it.
All right, so here, researchers have known that mutations to our DNA, either those passed on at birth or those acquired as a result of exposure to radiation, for example, can cause cancer. But epigenetic changes have also been implicated in cancer because abnormal patterns of gene methylation are seen in virtually all types of human tumors. Now, I don't know if that's making any sense. I'm going to ask you, is it just too far about to kind of grasp this, what they're acknowledging here? That exposure within the lifetime creating gene expression to change is creating cancer, and it isn't necessarily that you inherited a genetic predisposition to cancer. It is manifesting due to this environmental exposure. It seems like common sense. I think kids could get this faster than some of the eggheads can.
Yeah, well, you know, the cool thing that they, the conclusion that they come to in this article is that something that we've been talking about for a long time, that if you can tweak, which I love that word too,
tweak
the, you know, these genes in that direction can cause cancer. Mm-hmm. That there is a way theoretically then to be able to flip the switch the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just all negative. It's not just a, you know, an epigenetic, you know, you got cancer, you got this disease, you got that disease. They're connecting the dots in that way, going that direction. But hey, guys, let's look at it going the other direction.
Right.
Let's flip the switch the other way to where we can now look at things and say, you know what? Epigenetics can have a positive effect on your health, not just the negative, which is what it seems like that's what they focus on most of the time.
Yeah, and here they acknowledge, for instance, green tea as an example that can interfere with DNA methylation. And yet they're saying, well, maybe it'd be more efficient rather than changing your diet or lifestyle if we could just make a drug that could do it. Right?
Oh.
Right?
Of
Let's
course.
See if we can find a drug that demethylates. And that way we can treat, you know, because they use it for some blood cancer.
But,
yeah. It's profitable, but not real safe because it's not specific to tumor cells. Anytime they do these things that manipulate with a drug, they end up with unintended consequences that are disastrous. And so they can only, you know, impact all cells, not just the ones they want. And at that point, any benefit is lost in a sea of toxicity. So here they acknowledge the reality of what we've been discussing for many years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that altering the way you eat, maybe it's not instantaneous, like tomorrow the cancer is cured, but how many times have we brought people on or interviewed doctors who work with patients that switch their diet and in a matter of weeks reversed cancer, weeks even, which seems to be unbelievable to those who believe only drugs could do such things. So we got more evidence to support the, you know, all the books, the wonderful doctors, the guests that we have on, all talking about eating different, living life differently, embracing the power to heal and making those transformations in your life without turning over that power to dunderheaded doctors who want to drug you. So that's why I get excited anytime we have more epigenetic stories, because it only reinforces our message here. What we wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty Bollinger and I, about all the basics. And I was just interviewed by a friend that we've had, Ronnie McMullen, on this show over the years. And he interviewed me for his show. It's going to be out in a couple of weeks about Unlock the Power of the Heal. And it was nice to hear from him because he was really digging the basics. You know, he's knowledgeable, but he loved the way that TMB and RSB together put this book out to make the basics available and accessible, and then we take it into some complex territory by healing the gut and how that changes or transforms our ability to interact with the environment to break the cycle of disease, and that includes cancer. So, cool stuff coming.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to take a break and talk about what?
And that's the rest of the story.
Yeah, no, here the rest of the story is Ron Paul. We got to talk Ron Paul. We don't get to talk to him much because he's not into politics the same way he was when it was really fun with all the things he would say while he was inside and upset everybody. Well, he's got a new site out, offshoot of some of his media sites online. We're going to tell you about an epidemic of truth-telling we hope to spread. So stick around for that and Paul Barrichello at the bottom of the hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, channel a little Andy Rooney now. Do you ever wonder what it would be like if Ron Paul were president right now? If he had been elected in 08 or 12? If you look back on it, you say, as much as there was a genuine excitement for embracing liberty in a small vocal minority, perhaps there's a majority that was hidden because they manipulated so many of the polls and everything else. You have to say the consciousness was not ready and is maybe still not ready to embrace liberty fully. Because we still
it's moving in that direction.
It is. But we still got lefties claiming that Ron Paul's racist. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Just because he believes in liberty and free association and all of that. He's done a lot of good planting the seeds, as we've talked about over the years here, with the Campaign for Liberty, the offshoot Young Americans for Liberty, and he's done some great media sites online, the Ron Paul Channel. It's not the same when he was on the inside, but still planting the seeds for the future like we do, reaching out to the youth and bringing this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty to them as well. So now we got an announcement, new media channel. I think they're calling it the Voices of Liberty. Voices of Liberty.
Hey.
Yeah, we're digging on that. National News did a cover on it as well, and it was featured in The Blaze. Launched a new website. He aims to promote more whistleblowing by government employees and serve as a sounding board that grabs the attention of politicians and policymakers. I think an Edward Snowden-inspired attempt as well. More whistleblowers, not less.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is actually a really cool website. And the Voices of Liberty, basically, they describe it as a chorus of voices for freedom. And they've kind of aggregated all of these well-known voices, champions of liberty. And those people that are contributing, putting this premium content on this website, are people like Campaign for Liberty. We know them well.
Yep.
Charles Goyette.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy. And among them, some people that we recognize, Gary Johnson. who we've had on the show, Jesse Ventura, who we've had on the show, Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center.
Yep.
Lou Rockwell, Tom Woods. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good place to go to read a lot of good stuff from people who get it, who get it about freedom, about liberty, and about our rights. And, yeah, something to check out. Bookmark it. VoicesOfLiberty.com.
It's about hanging out with folks of similar consciousness, is it not? Like when we were you heard the joy and happiness and laughter and fun that was happening last weekend in Asheville, North Carolina, when we were there for the Healing Revolution Summit. The kids that were around, the energy that was there. And I have a feeling, I mean, you tell me on your end, you were unfortunately not with us there, Super Don, last week, but no. Was it palpable coming through the airwaves? I mean, I really feel like we were just bubbling over.
It was infectious. It really was. It was great. The energy you could feel just coming through the airwaves there. And I'll tell you what, I mean, we've been working with Dr. King for how many years now?
Gosh, a lot of years since we launched it with Natural News. Yeah.
I have never heard Dr. King so just on fire.
Yeah.
On the air. He was just like going a million miles. You could tell he was just on a high.
He was buzzing.
That I've never heard him on before. It was amazing. All you guys were. And I'll tell you what, nothing can top the end of the show with the kids. That was like the coolest thing when all the kids together, and you can actually see the video of all the kids getting together at the end of the show and doing the Power to Heal is Yours at the end. That was awesome.
Have you converted that, because it was posted on Facebook, converted that into a YouTube?
Yeah, I've got, I will have to do that. It's a little bit trickier because I think it's like a flash video or something. I've got to kind of dink around with it, but yeah, I'll figure it out.
Well, that'd be cool to do that, to get posts for everybody. But yeah, that's the kind of thing. And when they call this an epidemic of truth telling, we can use infectious disease scenario discussions or terms in a good way as well. The spreading of good ideas, the sharing of the vitamin L that is so vital to everything we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're grateful for you out there, if I can say that, listening 6 days a week or even one day a week from all over planet Earth to bring this message out. To inspire others by your life, by your healing, by your holding your hand out for those who are ready. I'm not asking you to beat anybody over the head that disagrees with you or me, but to be an inspiration for others. That's what I believe Ron Paul has been, despite some that are the naysayers who just want to look at one small scenario and paint it all that way. I mean, that's not a negativity we're going to join in on. But the positive thing is here, of course, is that concept of empowerment, bringing the power to heal back to you. And that means healing not just your physical body, but the emotional, the mental, the economic, the spiritual, even the political, which we do from time to time here. So we're going to get with Paul Bertero. He's still out and about since the Healing Revolution Summit. We've got some mystical water stories we want to cover and some that are not so mystical, just basic common sense. But aren't you glad your government reminds you not to drink? Well, we'll get to that in a moment. So stick around. We also have a question and comment of the day coming back at you. I don't know where it's from, but we'll find out after this break. RobertScottBell.com. Back with Paul Bertero, robertswater.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Whoa! This is
big.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
That's the theme song. I thought you were going to go for something heavy metal for Paul Barachiaro to bring him in.
You know, I just like, you know, listen, I like the Sons of the Pioneers. I'm not a country music kind of guy, really, but, you know, there's something about that song. It reminds me of my childhood, my dad listening to new stuff, whatever. So, I don't know. I think
it kind of sets the stage. Paul's a gentle, loving guy, and he talks water, and that's the theme. Paul Bergero, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, thanks for joining us. I know you're still out of town and still probably buzzing from the Healing Revolution Summit last weekend.
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. Completely amazing.
Wow. Well, at the risk of altering the energy, there's a second possibility for a Paul Bergero water theme song here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, should I play it?
Yeah, I mean, we played this that first one that we came in with a while back, and Paul was worried we were going to put people to sleep with it. So I decided to come up with an alternate version. So maybe we can try this one out. Let's see how this would work as the Paul Bergero theme.
Come on in, boys. The water is fine.
We need water.
Pete Townshend, or who's singing that?
Yeah, that's the Who.
That is the Who.
It's the
Who. That's going way back before Paul was born.
Yeah, this is like throwback.
Paul just said, that's Who?
Who?
Yeah, it's the Who. Who? The Who.
All right, everybody should know Paul Bergero already. Robertswater.com. It's the Echo 7 ionizer that we use here and want you to use as well. Plug into. We got a lot of listeners from around the world that have plugged into are now really receiving the healing benefits of water in ways that they've never had it before. And we'll talk about that. We do have some stories on water. But I did want to get back to you, Paul, because, you know, you at the Healing Revolution Summit, we talked about it as well. You were like a crescendo with our friend from the Glenn family. Marlon asked the question of the panel, you know, about the obstacles to healing, the healing revolution, and the beautiful words that you imparted, so emotional, so deep, that people are still talking about it.
Oh, yeah, it was, you know, you have those moments. It was a beautiful moment. Everyone was sharing and what their feelings about what obstacle was for people to be healed and what walls they were that were made it difficult for people to accept healing effectively. And, you know, I was just listening to everyone and feeling what it was, and just opening myself up to all that was going on. And, you know, I just wanted to share from my heart what I felt it was. And yeah, many people talked about what one lady said to me, man, I felt like I was at church.
Well, you know, this is, I really feel like what I do on radio here is my healing ministry, but it's one that is open to anybody and everybody. Because as I've said, my call to service and healing was about anybody who is sincere and asking for help. We want to help them. And you're that way too. I've watched you over the years, and you've reached out and did extraordinary things for folks in need. And I appreciate you so much as a friend and a brother in this healing revolution that we call it, to coin the phrase from Dr. King. And you're still out and about doing some great work. We have a story here from Fox News, of all places. I thought I'd run by you, being the water guy that you are. It says, five things you should know about water but probably don't. So I want to get your input on it, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, so this first one they say is dehydration tends to happen most during the summer months. Is that a true or false question? What do you think?
I think it happens every day. I think, obviously, the warmer it is outside, and if you're out in it, then the body perspires to keep itself cool. It's a natural mechanism. So, yes, during the summer months, you can become dehydrated much quicker. And many people don't even know, especially in drier, hot climates, they don't even know when they've gotten into a danger zone. But quite honestly, 80% of America is dehydrated every single day, regardless of the climate they live in, just because they don't drink enough water.
Yeah, and the water that they're drinking may not be able to get in as deep as it should, and that's something that a lot of folks never knew about before hearing from you. And also, I want to say, in the winter months, when it does tend to dry, the dry cold as well, you might not sweat as much, but literally the art of a transpiration, I think that's what they call it, breathing, you can lose a lot of fluid into a drier climate in the cold winter months as well.
Yeah, I mean, when I was speaking at the Health Revolution, I shared that 50% of water loss in our body happens through exhaling, you know, through breath. And so effectively, that's one of the major causes of asthma and stuff is the fact that the body will stop losing that much fluid during breath to conserve water if they're chronically dehydrated. And so other, you know, things like asthma and allergies happen. But in the winter months, water in the body is used for two things. It also is used to produce heat from a metabolic rate. The water can be used to regulate heat in the body if they're cold. So water's critical.
Definitely. Now, what about the big question? And, you know, when I'm on the Jerry Doyle Show, he always brings that up. How much water should I drink every day? And some people are still going around the 8 ounces, 8 times per day scenario, half your body weight in ounces. What's your perspective?
I would follow the half your body weight in ounces. That's a good rule of thumb from a maintenance perspective. If people want to lose weight or people want to detoxify and flush out their system, which I know it says in the Fox that, you know, they don't lean on it as heavy, but I can tell you that water is a huge detoxification mechanism. And if you drink more water than half your body weight, you'll accomplish even more detoxification. But as a rule of thumb, take your body weight, divide in half. That's how many ounces you should drink during a 24-hour period.
Yeah, and you're right. You're referring to the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology that says, according to them, there's no significant evidence that guzzling extra glasses will help flush your body of toxins. But you don't necessarily need to guzzle as well. Dr. Batman Gellish talked about chewing your water before swallowing it. I think he was inadvertently talking about structuring water, was he not?
Yeah, he was. He was. And, I mean, it's an interesting thought process because actually chewing your water can trigger the body's response to take it in as a nutritional type thing versus just guzzling. And guzzling isn't really healthy. A lot of people, when they get home from work, maybe they don't drink water at all during the work day or what have you. And then when they get home in the evening, they just drink a ton of water. And that's not really going to help you effectively. You're going to be dehydrated much of the day, and then you're going to spend a lot of time in the bathroom peeing out at night. Mm-hmm. That's not really what's good. We want to drink water every hour to 2 hours during the day, spread out the water intake so that we have balanced energy levels during the day and we don't get tired in the afternoon like is typical.
Right. I'm going in between breaks here. Oftentimes on the commercial break, I'll run and go to my digital faucet with the Echo 7, and I'll put in a little bit of a level 2, level 3, level 4 combination, drink it down to come back, and I'm ready to go for the next segment.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Absolutely. Keeps your mind focused. The level 2, 3, 4 will work on the brain, the respiratory system, and the digestive system. So it's very good.
I think I forgot to do that at the opening of the show today, and Super Don was making fun of me as I sounded more like a bibbidi-bobbidi-boo or something.
My goodness. It's good to drink it all during the day and keep your energy balanced and keep the metabolic rate in the body will stay higher if people drink water throughout the day.
Now, this question is for Super Don, or Super Don can ask it. This is coffee related. Do you see this one in the Fox News story? Super Don, you with us?
Oh, I thought you were asking him. Yes.
No, I want you in on this one.
Does my daily morning coffee count as water? It has water in it.
Yeah, but
so does vodka, though. So, you know.
Yeah. Talk about the diuretic impact of these caffeine-type drinks.
Who are you asking, me or?
Yeah, now I'm back to you, Paul.
Okay.
Back to the expert.
Here's the deal. I mean, it depends on who you're listening to. We know caffeine is a diuretic. However, there have been studies that show that I guess like any drug, which caffeine is definitely a drug, the body can get used to the levels, and it may not act as specific as a diuretic as it would if you just had some and hadn't had any for a while. But the bottom line, caffeine is not good for the heart. So, I mean, the whole reason I wouldn't drink caffeine is the heart, and the whole reason you don't drink sodas is two ingredients, salt and carbonation. My whole take on carbonation, when we breathe in air, our lungs are designed to filter out carbon dioxide, but our stomach is definitely not to designed to filter out carbon dioxide. So when we're drinking that directly into our stomach, you know, yes, you burp out a lot because the body's trying to get rid of it, but you're going to have some that goes into the bloodstream. And there are some people that have heart palpitations when they drink a lot of soda. Mm. And I believe, it's my personal opinion, but I believe it's the carbon dioxide that's getting into their bloodstream that's not good. So, and I also don't, I mean, I agree that when you eat vegetables and you eat food, that you are getting water content into your system. But that the fox said, hey, this is a great way to get your water is to eat food. I don't know that I agree. I can tell you from my own life, just because I can eat salads, and there's a time in my life where I eat nothing but salads for months mm-hmm. just to do it, and without drinking actual water that is structured, having the appropriate electrical, you have to eat a ton of very fresh vegetables to get the significant amount of water that you need in your system.
Right.
And so I think you need water in addition to your diet, period.
Absolutely. And here's a classic question. If I drink a lot one day, does it make a difference if I don't have as much the next? I love their answer here. You're not a camel. Attention, humans. You don't have a hump to carry it for later. But hey, Dr. Frank King has some camels, but even they are storing fat in there, interestingly enough. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back with Paul Barrichiaro and a question of the day after this break. So we'll be right back. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrichiaro, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Always a great time when we have Paul Berrettiero chiming in on water and hydrating us all with the Echo, Echo 7. That's robertswater.com. You can download the interview or just watch it on YouTube with Dr. Batman Gellage from 2002, as well as the free e-book available there. And, of course, we've got information, thanks to Paul, in Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSV. And I think there was one other question about filtration in the Fox study, but I'm of the opinion filtration is great, but it's not enough.
Right. Filtration, of course, is good because we want to get the things out of the water that we don't have to have in, like metals and chlorine and chloramines and fluoride and things of that nature. We definitely don't want those things in water. But, you know, there is a 10-stage filter in the ecosystem, so it will remove chlorine, chloramines, metals, and all of the things that you don't want in water, including fluoride. We have activated alumina for fluoride and what have you. So, you know, you'll have clean water. That's one of the things people comment on, is how wonderful it tastes and how sweet the water tastes. So, but I definitely think that you need to filter, because you do absorb X amount of water in a shower, depending on how hot it is or how cool the water is. But you do absorb, believe it or not, a good bit of water during a shower. And so if there's chlorine or other things in that water, there is a chance that it can get into your skin, obviously.
Yes, and water classes are happening around the country, thanks to Paul and your inspiration. Practitioners are picking it up and running with it and trying to teach others. One of the ladies we had on last week at the Healing Revolution Summit, Dr. Kevel, we had her on.
Yeah.
And she's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. You guys have a water class coming up July 31st, this very Thursday at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, in Spartanburg, and she originally was going to have it in her office. But now over 30 people are coming. They have RSVP'd and said, we are coming, and so we may have to move it to a larger location because we're still days away, and every day a few more come. So, but we'd love to, anyone from Spartanburg, Greenville, South Carolina area, welcome to come. They can just look up Kate Kevel. You know, she's a doctor in the area. They should be able to find her pretty easy. But 6:30 p.m. this coming Thursday. 31st.
Yeah, 864 area code, the office number, if you want to confirm it, you can make it, 864-381-9299, 864-381-9299. And, Paul, your number, you have a toll-free number if people want to reach you.
Yes, 1-800-337-7017.
7017. Great. Now, we have a question comment of the day. I think you'll dig this one, Paul, because it's about the energy of everything that we're doing together. Somebody acknowledged that. Athena writes, and she says, I am fairly a new listener to your program. In the past, I would listen periodically via naturalnews.com, where I followed Mike Adams quite a bit and still do receive his emails. I really appreciate all the info you share and the time and effort in providing such inspiration for healing to your audience. I'm especially grateful because many folks around me don't get it. I could understand that over a decade ago, but now there are just so many resources available. And then she gets into the heart of what she wants to share with us. She says, I especially wanted to comment on this episode, and it was the episode last week, The Healing Revolution from Asheville, North Carolina, with Ty and you and me, and Dr. Kate Kevel as well was on there as well as Dr. King.
And Batar.
And Batar as well. It was a great, great couple hours. She says, this is a big part of the awakening. It reminded her of her awakening. She says, for years I allowed my insight to be suppressed by the environment around me, but I truly felt disconnected from that reality. What that episode last week reminded me of is when I first watched the movie Patch Adams. She remembered when the hospital, the chief of the hospital, said to him, I will train the humanity out of you and make doctors out of you, right? If you remember that? And, of course, Patch rebelled against that, and that's been a big part of it. So that eye-opener, she was inspired to remember that awakening by hearing the energy of what we were relating last week. That's totally cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And you know, the humanity is what we're all here for. We're all humans. So we got to love first.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, vitamin L is flowing through.
Incredible at the health revolution. Dr. Mm-hmm. Frank King did an incredible job of bringing everyone together. The energy was amazing. The purpose, the intention, you could just feel it so powerfully. And it was an incredible experience.
Yeah, if you want more love in your life, plug into the Healing Revolution. I don't know if he told you this. He did this on the air last week. He said that his wife, Susie, said to him after the event, she was so inspired, she says to Dr. King, I love you even more. I'm like, wow. Sure. That was cool.
Wow, that is cool. And they're amazing people. They are such amazing people.
Yeah. Well, and you are too, my friend. I look forward to seeing you back at the home front when you get back from the events. We've mentioned, of course, in Spartanburg this Thursday, the 31st of July. Check that out online, robertswater.com. Thank you, Randy, on the board. Super Don, making it sound so good. And we didn't get which theme that Paul liked the best, so we'll have to ask you that next time, Paul.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Stick around. We got healing to go. We'll be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Rasha Batar. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.